This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Andrea Little, member of the Carlinville Post Prom. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
Today we're going to talk about a special fundraising event that's coming up, and it's going to be a piece of, I guess we could say, unique entertainment, and it's going to feature the Harlem Wizards. And if you would, tell us a little bit about this event.
Well, this event is for Carlinville Post Prom, and the Wizards come and play a fun game of basketball with some of our local celebrities. We have a lot of teachers involved and business owners that will be on the opposing team, and they will put on a great show for everyone to come out and watch. We will also be having the Carlinville Cavalettes at halftime put on a great show for us as well.
When the Wizards come, do they do like some special things too besides, say, a basketball game? Is there like exhibition stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of alley-ooping and tricks and things that they will do. There's one quarter that is an actual competitive game that they play against some of our local celebrities.
And those local celebrities, are they school personnel, business personnel? Who will they be?
We have some teachers and coaches. I know that Chad Easterday and Alan Cooper, some of our coaches, are going to play. We also have Sean Call and Andrea Card, and one of our lucky winners of the night will get to join in from a drawing at the door. We would also like to thank our sponsors, the Marion Mine, Main Street Florist, Lang Title, Glen Insurance, Anti-Meth Coalition, Magnus & Grand Hotel, The Cubby Hole, Pete Timby, Dentist, and the Carlinville Area Hospital.
Now, this event, again, Wednesday, October 22nd from 7 to 9 at the Carlinville High School, doors opening at 6 o'clock. And could you tell us a little bit about where tickets might be available, the cost of the tickets, and so forth?
Yes, the cost of the tickets are $10 all the way across the board at the door. They are available at Michelle's Pharmacy, both in Carlinville and Litchfield. Also, Coco Bongo here in Carlinville. Save More Pharmacy in Verdon. Blackburn College will also be selling them as well. Plus, you can talk to any of the junior parents that they will also have tickets for sale as well.
The tickets you're trying to sell, I'm sure, as many as you can. Are they limited, or how is that going to go, or do you need to have them in advance? How does that go?
In advance would be great. That way we know what to expect. If not at the door, we want to fill the gym to its full capacity.
Will there be anything else? We have the basketball entertainment and so forth. Will the post-prom people be doing anything else? Say maybe, I don't know, sometimes there's food or things like that?
Yes, there will be a concession stand with hot dogs and popcorn and drinks and candy and such. And also there will be a souvenir table. You can take home something that says the Harlem Wizards on it to remind you of what a great time you had.
And the Wizards, if somebody would like to know a little bit more about them, I know they've been in existence for like about 52 seasons, according to some of their literature. They have a website?
Yes, they do. And you can also order tickets online as well. I didn't throw that in a minute ago. And it's www.wizardsonline.com.
For someone my age, we didn't have things like post-prom and stuff when I was getting ready to graduate from high school, but most people are aware of it today. But could you, for just a moment, tell us a little bit about post-prom and really what is post-prom and what does it do?
Yeah, post-prom is an event that takes place after the actual prom at school. We wanted to provide a safe place for the kids to go, drug-free, alcohol-free, to have a good time and enjoy their evening, because prom is a very important thing in your rite of passage in life. So there will be, they are looking at bounce houses and bull riding and things like that to be able to have the kids have fun. And then we also give away prizes to all the kids.
Post-prom, obviously, having this fundraising event with the Harlem Wizards, do you do other things to raise funds for that evening, or are things coming up?
Yes, we do. We we're going to have a turkey trot, which is a 5K run. And that is coming up quick in November. We're also having a post-prom resale, dress resale, that will be coming up at the end of November. And also a bake sale that will be incorporated in at the American Legion that we're looking at in December.
And as we come to the end of the show, if you'd like to, again, invite everybody out to come watch the Harlem Wizards and The other members of the area take on the Wizards. Again, tickets availability or for more information?
You can call me, Andrea Little, at 217-313-7470. And also there are a lot of flyers out at local businesses that have sponsored us as well that has all of that information on it.
Andrea, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.